It is now considered common knowledge for college students that if they want to get a decent-paying job, they need to have some sort of college degree. But with that degree comes the strenuous task of finding a way to pay for it. Some students, if they are lucky, can rely on parents to foot the bill, while others face the high stack of bills on their own. One method some students are taking is growing in popularity as the price of tuition grows, and that is joining branches of military to get help paying for school. At the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, that number is on the rise, with 30 students alone involved in the Reserve Officer Training Corps, or ROTC, program. These men and women join to try and tackle student debt, which is a crisis that is crippling America. According to Cecilia Barr of Debt.org, the average amount of debt 2014 students graduated with was $33,000. That $33,000 per student added to the current $1.2 trillion debt total from student loans. This greatly affects the millennials in a variety of ways. They are taking longer to start a business, and marriage rates are down from previous generations. With the threat of massive debt hanging over their heads, some students feel that joining the military is the only way to be able to get a degree and achieve the life of their dreams.
No, I won't graduate with any debt. They'll pay, at least they've promised that they'll pay for all of it. So that's a big, big thing.
That's Derek Graham, and the they he is talking about is the ROTC, which he is currently a member of at UWRF. The ROTC works with colleges and students to train them to become officers for the Army, while also providing benefits for their members. For Graham, a specialist in the Army and a student on campus, the promise of graduating debt-free is worth signing a contract to fight overseas, which he has already done once. Before his first deployment, he would train for the Army during the weekends and was a student during the weekdays. After originally starting school at a two-year college, Graham realized he simply could not afford tuition. When he first discovered ROTC and realized he could go to a four-year college, he said his family was understanding of his reasoning to enlist.
Well, they were fine because they can't afford to pay for my school either. So they were like, well, you got to do what you got to do. And they understood that I couldn't graduate with that amount of debt and expect to bounce back from it.
Many times, members of the armed forces join so that they can receive the benefits that come with being enlisted. According to Military.com, the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and Coast Guard offer military tuition assistance as a benefit paid to all eligible members. A ruling by Congress made it so that each branch has the ability to pay up to 100% of the tuition expenses of its members. That 100% was what enticed Graham, who answered with a laugh when asked what the best part about being a military student was.
Paying for school, because it's a big thing.
Graham saved himself nearly $40,000 in debt by the time he graduates. Some military students, on the other hand, are not like Graham. They did not realize the benefits of being enlisted while attending a college. Take Alex Wodlarski, for example. After growing up in the area, he joined the Air Force right out of high school and advanced through the program to get where he is now, a retired senior airman. Along the way, he realized that he could take his passion for nursing, get a degree for it, and apply it to his work with the Air Force. But according to him, he realized it later than he should have and ended up with a hectic schedule. In a phone interview from Texas, where he was stationed when completing his service, he had advice for fellow military students that has an echo of experience to it.
Do it early before your rank becomes an issue, because the higher the rank you go, the less time you'll have to be free to do homework and do assignments on the weekends and weekdays and stuff like that. So you got to knock it out while you're still young and low-ranking before you have too much responsibilities in the military.
Another challenge posed to him was that although the Air Force can offer to pay up to 100% of tuition, that does not mean it did. Wodlarski worked a full-time job as a registered nurse on the weekends on top of his military commitments, along with being a full-time student. For him, it was necessary to be able to pay for school, and that proved to be a challenge.
I'd have to, beg my work or beg my teachers or professors to work with me and to fit my school schedule around my work schedule, or fit my work schedule around my school schedule, and vice versa. So just, I have to work super early in the morning and then make it to clinicals by 3 until 11 or something and start over the next day.
Wodlarski went on later to say it was all worth it because he is getting a $60,000 degree for a lot less. Once he finishes school, he hopes to move back to Wisconsin. Other students in different branches also have to try and find a way to cover the gaps that the military can't pay. Each branch has its own criteria that needs to be met, service time that is required, restrictions, and application processes. There are some branches that will pay for more and some that will pay for less. For example, the Coast Guard offers to pay up to 75% of the tuition. According to Sergeant First Class Jeffrey Todd, part of the ROTC and military science major here at UW-River Falls, many people who consider joining focus on the monetary aspect.
At this stage in their life, while you're in college, the monetary benefit is probably the biggest thing that most young men and women look at. So, and even later in life, once you get out of college and you have student loan to pay back, I mean, you look at that positive there and you're not paying student loans back either at that time.
Todd went on to say there is a lot to benefit from being a military student.
While you're in college, you may not really see the benefit of it, but down the road, once you get into your actual career field or whatever, I really think it will pay off because you've got a lot more experience already.
And that experience and monetary relief the armed forces can provide is what continues to draw students in looking to try to tackle the massive debt that can potentially tower over them. The military tries to help their members approach student debt without fear by offering them tuition assistance, government grants, and different government-implemented bills to make sure those who are serving their country are not also serving their life to pay back a total they cannot simply afford. It is important for any person considering college and a branch of the military to make sure they know their privileges, because it is not as simple as signing a piece of paper and getting your college paid for. Lives are put on the line, but to some, it is worth it. Ryan O'Dean and Kate Verink reported for this newscast. Kate Verink wrote and produced it. For Falcon News Service, I'm Kate Verink.